Boyd Hill Nature Preserve has been described as an oasis in the middle of St. Petersburg. At night, it's an oasis of sound as well as sight. A few weeks ago, the preserve held a unique fundraiser during which musicians played in the park at night. WUSF's Quincy Walters takes you on a musical night hike.
The cool night air is filled with sounds of crickets, rustling leaves as trees sway in the wayward wind, and the sound of music. A crowd of silhouettes stand and sit, some swaying, watching a man strum an odd-looking instrument, barely illuminated by two round paper lanterns. This is the beginning of a musical night hike through Boyd Hill Nature Preserve in St. Petersburg. It's a fundraiser. Five local experimental musicians are positioned at different points along the hiking trail. The music they play is their interpretation of their surroundings, soundscapes inspired by the landscape, if you will. The musician you're hearing now is Brian Ransom. He makes his own instruments out of ceramic. Flashlights turn on, illuminating the silhouetted figures, too many to count. The flashlights click off as we gather around Tampa percussionist Sean Hamilton. There's a gong, wind chimes, and a snare drum. His music often disappears into the sounds of the wind. The gong crescendos. Then the disappearing gong vibration almost meshes seamlessly with the passing airplane. As we walk to the next performance space in front of a pond, I speak to Jesse Vance. He curated this show.
And so each person that I've chosen to perform here tonight, they're here because they're good listeners, more than they are good musicians. I could hear some people almost sighing when the big plane came through a minute ago, but I thought, it's part of it, it's great. Yeah.
Vance is an electronic artist who performs under the name DC9V. He uses a keyboard, laptop, a sound pad, and what looks like a 1990s boombox. He got the idea for this night hike a few years ago when he participated in a similar event at the Kanapaha Botanical Gardens in Gainesville. The last performer is a man who goes by the name Stoic. He uses a sound pad to create what sounds like an electronic version of swelling wind. Lynn Bowman watched all of the participating musicians. She says she's interested in nature and hiking. She wouldn't call herself a fan of experimental music, but...
it's just interesting, and I appreciate the artists that take on all of it, so...
We walk back near the visitor's center where we started. Brian Ransom, the one who makes his own instruments, plays more music for the audience, this time on his homemade ceramic flute. Andrea Anderson, a ranger at Boyd Hill, helped Vance organize the hike. Anderson says blending Boyd Hill and the arts work well.
When we're trying to communicate science to the public, using the humanities is such a strong way of doing that, you know, linking it to music and words and art forms.
There are plans to make the enchanting musical night hike a biannual event. Until then, you can take a hike in Boyd Hill, listening to nature's own interpretation of the night. Quincy Walters, WUSF, 89.7 News.